This is a day of rest. A Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Not Case Pollard and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron, Finn Rey, with additional tags for bed sharing, smut, the plot here is pretty thin on the ground, vaginal fingering, handjobs, blowjobs, more like Poe Dameron, am I right? I'm right. Every 10th day is a rest day. That's the routine on the Resistance base, no matter which planet they're based on. Poe remembers other systems. Yavin 4 has a 4-day astronomical week, and a complex arrangement of half-days and full rests and the occasional double rest or festival day. He's heard somewhere that Hoth has a 30-day week, so they'll only break it in half and take 2 midweek days to themselves. He thinks a 10-day cycle is fair. So, every 10th day, unless there's a major resistance attack planned, the base switches to basic systems only. No mess hall, no training, no tactical meetings, no assignments. Poe usually sleeps until at least 10. It's glorious. He misses the first rest day after the attack on Starkiller Base, spends it sitting at Finn's side in the med bay. Medical never shuts down, even on rest days. But the medics have their own schedule rotations, so nobody works too long without a break. That's just good sense, Poe thinks. But the next rest day, Finn's out of medical, and Rey is back from her trek to reclaim the errant Skywalker, and Poe thinks, yes, good, time to rest. He doesn't expect the knock at his door so early in the morning that at first he thinks there's an air raid coming. He wakes up all at once, sits bolt upright, fights the blankets off his head. What was that? He mutters. And there's a pause, then another knock. Poe has a secret. And that secret is he's really not a morning person. It usually takes 3 alarms to get him up for early morning flight practice. And that includes BB-8 rolling in and prodding him out of bed with the zapper. Coming, coming. He calls, stumbles out of bed, pulls on the nearest pair of pants he can find. They're stretchy and cotton, and he's fairly sure he stole them from Jessica Pava's quarters, which probably explains why they're also weirdly tight. He hopes it's not Jess at his door. It's not Jess. It's Finn and Rey, looking very awake and very confused. Hey, team. Poe manages, runs a hand through his hair, and realizes belatedly it's sticking up in all directions. Is there a problem? A problem? Finn says, still looking confused, and Poe tries to stifle a yawn. He clarifies. Is this a Finn and Rey thing? Being awake at... what is it, 6? 5:45, Rey tells him, frowns a little. We went to training like usual. Nobody was there. Yeah, of course not. It's a rest day. Poe agrees. No training today. Rest day? Finn repeats, looks down at Rey, scrunches his face in what's clearly a question. She shrugs up at him, and they both turn their gaze back to Poe, who's suddenly aware he's shirtless and being scrutinized by 2 terribly beautiful people. Yeah, a rest day, you know, end of the week, you sleep late and don't do any work, he says, trails off. Have you never... I was a scavenger, Rey says, with her usual easy straightforwardness. Parts for food, that was the deal. If I didn't work, I didn't eat. Stormtroopers don't stop, Finn says. Maybe you're injured in training, like, couldn't walk. But if you'd said you just didn't want to work, well, I guess they would have sent you to reconditioning. Poe blinks at them both, feeling impossibly tender. Right, he says in the end. Okay. It's a rest day, okay? That means it's a day to yourself to recover and spend time doing whatever you like. They come around every 10 days in the resistance bases. Oh, Finn says. That sounds nice, Poe. What do you like to spend your time doing?
Right now? Poe yawns. Sleeping.
Buddy, most people sleep a bit later on the rest day.
I'll lie in bed a bit longer.
Why? Rey asks, shifting her weight. And Poe rolls his eyes, because of course Rey is a morning person. Because it's nice, he says. And then decides he's spent long enough standing shirtless in his doorway, explaining the concept of rest to a tiny Jedi and stormtrooper.
I'm getting back into bed, okay? You can come in, or you can go and do whatever it is you like doing, and possibly early in the morning.
He shuffles back to his bed, climbs in, and pulls up the covers. Finn and Rey exchange another glance and look across at him, step inside, and shut the door to his quarters.
Can we...
Finn starts, and looks over at Rey.
Can we join you?
She says, as if it's a very simple question.
You... what?
Poe manages, and Rey shrugs.
You said it was nice, she says. I want to see why it's nice. And your quarters look nicer than ours.
And your bed is bigger, Finn says accusingly. Poe casts a brief gaze skyward, wonders how he wound up explaining the concept of a lion to these idiot orphans on his first rest day in weeks.
Fine, he capitulates. Fine, come on, in you get. Shoes off, staff down.
Finn tugs off his sweater, and Poe chokes a little at the revealed expanse of bare skin.
Finn, buddy, what are you...
Oh, Finn says, blushes a little.
Are we not? I mean, you don't have a shirt on, so I thought...
It's fine, Poe says, deciding this isn't the moment.
And it's not like he minds, his brain whispers traitorously.
Seriously, it's fine. Just get in here. I want at least another couple hours of sleep. He shifts over, making space for them. And Rey and then Finn slide in, wiggle down under the covers. It's a tight squeeze, but they all fit, just. And Rey snuggles down in the middle, makes a noise Poe doesn't recognize at first, and then understands as Rey being surprised at her own enjoyment.
I've never been in a bed with other people before, she whispers. You were right. It is nice.
Good, Poe mutters. I'm glad.
He's right on the edge of sleep again. Warm and comfortable and cozy. And he's just thinking how glad he is to have been woken up by them.
When Finn squawks loudly and indignantly. He says. Rey, your hair knot things keep poking me in the nose.
Well, then don't bury your face in my hair, Rey counters.
Poe groans, considers pulling a pillow over his head.
Guys, he groans instead. Seriously, sleep.
Rey can't take the middle if her hair is going to take up so much room, Finn insists, and Poe closes his eyes. Prays to whichever god is listening. For patience. Poe can be in the middle, Ray says unexpectedly, clambers over him with both grace and a particular disregard for personal space. Poe realizes she has taken off her leggings, is in nothing but underwear, and at the press of her bare skin against his, the straddle of her thighs over his hips, he switches to praying not for patience, but for fortitude. Think about X-Wing models, he tells himself. You really brought this on yourself. And Finn pulls as Ray pushes until he's lying in the middle. Yeah, this is better, Finn says. And Ray murmurs agreement, settles her head in the hollow of Poe's shoulder, reaches out and touches Finn as if to reassure herself that he's still there. Poe holds very still, acutely aware of Ray's bare legs and Finn's smooth chest and all of the heat that's surrounding him. Then Finn spoons in against his side, and Ray rests her fingers lightly against his sternum, sighs out a long and contented breath, and before he can really think about it too much, they're all drifting back to sleep. A couple of hours later, Poe wakes up feeling incredibly rested and extremely warm. Ray has flung her leg up across his thigh, and Finn's face is pressed in against his shoulder. They're both snoring lightly. Poe smiles to himself, shifts so his arm is wrapped around Ray, drags his fingertips very gently down her spine. She sighs a little in her sleep, wriggles closer, and Poe closes his eyes again, lets himself enjoy what is pretty much a perfect lie-in. Finn wakes up first, blinks awake, and uncurls from Poe's side. Hi, Poe murmurs quietly, trying not to wake up Ray, and Finn smiles, looks sleepily at him for a long moment. Hi, he replies eventually, and then shifts, leans in close and presses an easy kiss to Poe's mouth. Finn's lips are soft and lush, and Poe kisses back more on instinct than anything else, startled by it. Finn makes a pleased noise, kisses harder, and Poe can tell Finn's working more on enthusiasm than experience here, but it doesn't stop him from licking into Finn's mouth, nipping at his lower lip, kissing him quiet and sensual and way too hot, given Ray's still asleep on Poe's chest. Wait, Poe says, breaking away. But... Ray... Did I say you should stop? She mutters, glares fiercely up at him. And Poe doesn't know when she woke up, but he's obviously missed something here. What? He says again. And Ray actually sets her teeth against his skin and bites, just hard enough that Poe's blood fizzes with a flare of pain. You said a rest day is one you spend doing whatever you like, she says, as if it's obvious. This is obviously something you like, both of you, so don't stop. Her logic's sound, Poe supposes, but... And then his train of thought is cut off by Finn leaning in for another kiss, and this time Ray makes a clearly interested noise. Poe's so lost in kissing that at first he doesn't even register her hand sliding down his chest and across his stomach, but when she palms his cock through the thin cotton of his pants, Poe arches into it, pulls away from Finn's mouth again, stares at Ray. What? He says, feeling like that's his catchphrase of the morning. Ray rubs a little, presses the heel of her hand against him. You like it, she shrugs. I like it. Finn likes it. Yeah, I do, Finn agrees. And Poe glances between the two of them. You, he asks. And Finn blushes a little. Not sex, he says. Not yet. But kissing and stuff. Ray's right. We like you. Oh, Poe gets out. And Ray slides her hand inside his waistband,
wraps her fingers around his length, and strokes just a little.
Poe makes a strangled noise.
Okay, he manages.
Okay, that... Ray, if you're gonna... Oh, curving God, that's good. Then come here and kiss me.
She smiles at his words, a smile that lights up her whole face, and shifts to kiss him fiercely, still stroking him in easy, slow movements that Poe can't help but rock up into. Finn touches Ray's shoulder, and she moves from Poe's mouth to Finn's, kisses him just as hard.
I want, she says, pulls her hand away, and Poe can't help but groan disappointedly, but then Ray is sliding her legs up further, shifting to straddle his hips, and when Ray grinds down against him, Poe can feel her heat through both layers of fabric.
He hisses, slams his mouth back on Finn's, grabs at Ray's hips and Finn's shoulder, feels their skin hot under his hands.
Finn, he breathes. Finn,
and kisses his way down Finn's jaw, the line of his throat.
Finn squirms a little, laughs softly.
He says, that tickles. But when Poe drags his tongue lightly over Finn's skin, his laughter turns to a gasp.
Oh, he says, oh, Poe, that...
And Poe skims his hand down Finn's chest, over the hard muscle of Finn's abdomen and into his pants, fists his cock and begins to stroke.
It pulls a loud noise out of Finn, something that seems to startle him even more than Poe and Ray.
And Ray glances at Finn tenderly for a moment before looking down at Poe with intent eyes.
Can you touch me too?
She asks, and Poe's surprised all over again by her directness, but shifts his other hand from her hip to rub against her. He pushes her underwear to the side, feels her slick and wet against his fingers, has to fight for a moment to keep control.
Yes, Ray says, when he drags his fingers up over her clit. Yes, there! Oh!
And she's still grinding down, rocking her hips over him.
And Poe seriously thinks he might come in his pants like a teenager at the friction of it.
Yes, Ray says again, reaches out and tugs Finn closer so she can touch him too.
And Poe can't help it.
He dips his fingers lower, pushes one slowly into her, watches the way her eyes go wide.
Is that okay?
He asks carefully, crooking it to hit the right angle inside her. And Ray nods, moans loudly, cries out when he rubs his thumb across her clit.
Please, she gasps. Please.
And Poe realizes Finn's watching her, watching how Poe is touching her.
Finn smiles, leans over to kiss Ray, and Poe, his hands on both of them, wonders if he's going to burn up at the sight.
Ray is shaking now, moaning into Finn's mouth, and when Poe adds another finger inside her, pushes just hard enough, her thighs clench and she tightens around him, digs her nails into his chest, comes wordless and wide-eyed.
Oh, she manages eventually. That, yeah, Poe, that's something I like.
He pulls his fingers out, and Finn grabs his wrist, sucks his wet fingers into his mouth, and Poe's cock twitches at the sensation.
Holy gods, Finn, he says. Where'd you...
And Ray smirks at him.
He said we'd done some stuff, she tells him.
What, did you think we were totally inexperienced?
Yes, Poe says honestly.
And Ray laughs a little, slides down to sit between his legs, works his stupidly tight pants off his hips. His cock springs free, and Poe feels himself blushing. But Ray takes him in hand, twists a little as she strokes, and it's so good. It's incredibly good. That Poe almost loses the rhythm he's built up with Finn.
He knows he's not going to last long, can already feel the orgasm building.
And then Finn gets three of his fingers in his mouth and sucks, and Poe almost lifts off the bed he's so turned on.
Gods, he says,
fucking crippling gods, don't stop, Raven. Fuck, Finn, your mouth.
You swear a lot when you're about to come,
Ray tells him. Twists her fingers again, rubs her thumb over the head of his cock, and catches the beads of precum. Poe arches up against her hand, gazes up at Finn, gets an idea.
Finn,
he says,
get on your knees and come up here.
And Finn follows the instruction willingly, lets Poe tug his pants down so he can get his mouth on Finn's cock.
Oh,
Finn says.
Wow, that... I never... This isn't the first time Poe's done this. Not by a mile.
And Finn's long and thick and heavy in his mouth. And with Ray's hand working over him, Poe can hardly breathe for how good it is.
I can't...
Finn chokes.
I'm gonna... Poe!
And Poe keeps going. Swallows around it, grabs Finn by the hips, and holds him steady until he's done. When he pulls away, Finn leans in, kisses Poe breathless. And it's that, Finn's mouth against his, Ray touching him so easily, that makes Poe come so hard he sees lights behind his eyelids brighter than any explosion in space.
You two,
he says, when he gets his breath back. And he's pretty sure he's not imagining the smug look they both give him in return.
Oh, what's a rest day? And, oh, Poe, can we sleep in your bed? I see how it is.
Worked, didn't it? Ray shrugs. And anyway, it is our first rest day.
Yeah, Finn agrees. So, Poe, what else do you like to do on your rest days?
Lie in bed for the rest of my life,
Poe mutters.
Because you've killed me with sex.
Ray and Finn look a little alarmed before they start giggling. Food? Ray asks, hopefully. And Poe reaches out, drags her in against him, feels Finn settle so he's draped mostly on top of Poe.
Food soon, he agrees. I was kind of hoping I could get my mouth on you first.
What's...
Ray starts to say, and Finn leans over, whispers in her ear.
Oh.
Yes, yes. That and then food?
Sure,
Poe says, very magnanimously. A lie-in with Finn and Ray, and then sex, and then food. Sounds like an extremely good way to spend his rest day, actually.
Next time, though, he adds, if there's a next time, don't wake me up at 5:45 in the morning.
Next time, Finn says, we'll just make sure to be in your bed already.
That works, Poe thinks.
Okay, that works.
He's going to need a bigger bed.
The end. Author's notes. Yes, hello, but Poe Dameron shirtless in yoga pants, though.
Imagine it!